The Cape Breton Regional Municipality will decide if they will change the rules for open-air burning today. The second and final reading to repeal the existing burning bylaw in the CBRM and adopt a new one will take place at today's council meeting. The CBRM says the new bylaw will create consistent policies across the municipality, as well as reflect current fire safety practices, provincial regulations, operational realities, and community expectations. At the last regional council meeting, councillors discussed how the bylaw would be enforced, with staff stating current fire prevention officers and police would have authority to enforce the new bylaw. With the final reading of the bylaw slated for today, District 9 Councillor Dave McKeegan is confident it will pass.
On the bylaw in general, I think we're in good shape. My only concern, and the questions I asked, was that how are we going to enforce it, right? So that'll be discussed tomorrow, too. And I think for the most part, council is supportive, so it should pass the second reading.
The CBRM says details of the new bylaw include creating clear setback requirements, maximum fire size limitations, requirements for spark arresting screens and approved burning appliances, define permitted fuel, enhance supervision and extinguishing requirements, and give municipal officers authority to have unsafe fires put out. However, District 6 Councillor and Deputy Mayor Glenn Perouche previously voted against the new bylaw, feeling the new regulations would create issues in more urban areas between neighbors and with houses closer together. He says he hasn't changed his mind.
I feel the same way, where I feel the majority of the problems are going to be nuisance complaints, especially when I look at the city and the town areas where the homes are closer together. The way that it's laid out, where your fire pit can be, how big it is, I think there's going to be a lot of nuisance calls. So I honestly just think it's better to leave it the way it is.
The public will also have their chance to speak on the proposed bylaw during today's meeting. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.